On the 28th of February last year, New Zealand's first confirmed COVID-19 case was reported to the Ministry of Health. There was no manual on how to combat this virus, yet New Zealanders rallied to the government's call to go hard and go early, setting a global standard on managing the pandemic. So many communities and community leaders were behind this success, including Pacifica, who have been at the centre of a couple of community outbreaks, bravely taking on the challenge of helping to stop the virus, as Sela Jane Hopgood reports.
Sometimes I get a bit emotional when I think about what we heard with people testing. You know.
Dr. Api Talimatonga leads the communication for COVID-19 at the Ministry of Health, and he says it has been empowering to see Pacifica responding to the calls to get tested.
Young guys coming in to get tested, when they were asked, they said, "I'm doing this for my family because don't want men to be sick."
Dr. Talimatonga says it was tough in the beginning because very little was known about COVID-19.
When we started, there was no day off. It was 7 days a week, full on. You caught sleep. I mean, we made sure we supported each other and checked in on each other.
One of the Pacifica community leaders on the front line, Drew Leafa, is the operations manager at Jet Park Hotel, which is currently a managed quarantine facility for symptomatic people of COVID-19 and cases that have tested positive. Mr. Leafa says it's been a tough year, but he has no regrets.
I look back at it now, I'm glad I was here, that I had a change of industry, because prior to this I worked 4 years at a law firm. To have a change of industry, and now I can look at this and think maybe in a year's time that on my CV to say that I worked at a quarantine facility as an operations manager and helped with the fight against COVID-19.
Mr. Leafa says the hardest part of the role was the stigma Jet Park received for being a managed quarantine facility.
And a lot of our staff being victimised. I mean, I've noticed that the hardest thing, a lot of staff with families going to churches, to sporting events, they've all been asked even to go to the doctors or to the dental clinic. So that's been the hardest thing, and it's taken a lot of toll on them.
Chief Executive Officer of South Seas Healthcare Clinic in South Auckland says his team went from business as usual to virtual consultations and then opening a testing station in 3 days. Le Malu Silawai Sola Sefo says what he's most proud of is the collaboration among different organisations, from district health boards to government officials.
What I'm really, been the highlight for me is how the community, whether it's churches, sports clubs, NGOs, primary care, government agencies, of how somehow we just came together for that one purpose, and that was to stomp this COVID thing out.
Church is a very important part of Pacifica people's lives, and that too had to change due to the pandemic. Executive Director of Vahefonua Tonga Methodist Mission Charitable Trust says they've had to close down their churches during high alert level changes. Kathleen Tuai Taufa'o says sermons moved online and it was a positive change for both church leaders and parishioners.
We have our elderly who get not to only watch sermons that they normally would attend in their own church, but also they get to watch other ministers doing their sermons. And so we get a myriad of services running on Sundays, on Wednesdays, throughout the week.
Ms. Tuai Taufa'o says it was a busy year though, as they provided food parcels, utility payments, face masks, as well as counselling to support families in need.
Over 94% of the families that we worked with lived in crowded homes, wherein you have up to 8 to 9, up to 13 people in the home. It could be your own children, but there could be 2 to 3 families in the home. It can be stressful at times.
New Zealand continues to fight the virus, but they have begun the immunisation campaign across the country, with border workers in South Auckland, such as Drew Leafa, being the first to receive the vaccine. This is Sela Jane Hopgood.